Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
That's what I'm talking about. 202, welcome, welcome, welcome to another edition of Carton and Roberts. Evan Roberts, Craig Carton, all the way to Yankee Cardinal baseball. Why the heck not? A couple franchises that don't play all that much. But the real focus today, let's be honest, it's not about Matt Carpenter's return to St. Louis. It's not about the weekend in which Montgomery will pitch against the Yankees. It's all about the first place, hotter than a pistol, New York Mets, who gave Met fans a huge win last night. And let's be honest, it was awesome. Good afternoon, Evan. How are you today, kid?
Say it again, man.
It was great. At playoff atmosphere, 38,000 people. Pete Alonso doing his thing as the best player on the team offensively. With a six-out save. I mean,
it was a tremendous.
They answered the bell.
It was a tremendous night if you're a Met fan.
I think so.
The tone was set early. I was scared, very scared. I told you about that first inning. And when Ronald Acuna hit that ball to center field, I said, here we go. Here we go. But it nestled into the glove of Brandon Nimmo. And then Cookie Carrasco pitched a 1-2-3 inning, and you hit it. Pete Alonso announced to the Atlanta Braves, I'm here.
You got to deal with me, baby.
Because he set the tone with that RBI single. Boom, the Atlanta Braves are playing from behind from the beginning. And even though they showed a lot of fight and made things interesting, the Acuna home run in the fifth, a guy on base against Edwin Diaz in the ninth inning, the New York Mets take game one. It makes me as a Met fan feel very good and comfortable.
Well, it changes the whole specter of the series.
Yeah.
Because you were figuring, what are you going to do in the three games prior to the weekend when you have Scherzer and DeGrom pitching? Not that you're guaranteed to win those games. You saw the Mets lose to Washington when DeGrom pitched well his first game back, five innings. And they didn't get the job done. They didn't score.
They lose more times than not when Jake pitches,
but you feel better. Like this was the game you weren't sure about, to be fair, on a piece of paper, because you didn't know what Carrasco was going to give you. And the Met offense showed up. And I think right now, and I think the rhetoric about the Mets, amongst some people, not all, that, you got to worry about the Atlanta Braves because they're playing such good baseball over, a two-month period. I think that script's got to change. I think the narrative has to start becoming universally, everyone else has to worry about the Mets. The Mets are legitimate. Not that you didn't know that going
into
last night.
We know they're legitimate. We just know that the Braves are a threat, and the Braves are a really good team, and the Braves haven't gone away. Kind of like that game last night.
Yeah, but I think you guys have PTSD, and I don't blame you for having it.
From the Braves?
From last year, of course,
yes.
Recent memory.
Yeah.
And just the fact that the New York Mets have not had a lot of seasons go their way. And I think right now, a lot of you guys, I don't speak for you, of course, but my sense is that it's almost like, Craig, don't pinch me. Don't pinch
me. Yeah.
I don't want to wake up.
Well, the Mets have never really won a pennant race when you think about it. They've lost pennant races. They've never really won a pennant race because in 2015, they ran away. In 2006, they ran away. In 88 and 86, they ran away. In 69, they ran away by September. They haven't really had, at least I haven't as a fan, like a tooth and nail pennant race that we've won.
You may not have one this year either.
No, and that's the dream scenario.
If the series goes the way you want it to go.
Sure, if they can run away like they did in 2015, that'd be fantastic. But you are right about one thing. When I see that logo, I do get PTSD of the late 90s and even last year with Atlanta. But what the Mets have shown us through these eight games against the Braves, and hopefully they'll continue to show us, is that this is different. That the idea of Chipper Jones hitting a three-run home run in the eighth inning and Armando Benitez blowing a game, that's the past that we need to move on. This is a different Met team. And I think at every turn this season, they've reminded us we're different. Yeah. And I think in a lot of ways, last night was another reminder, including this manager doing what I loved. It turned into a six-out save. It didn't necessarily start that way. He used his best pitcher against the heart of the Braves order with a two-run lead in the eighth inning. That's what I want my manager to do. And circumstances led to him pitching the ninth inning.
Yeah.
But I loved what Buck did. Buck didn't mess around. And yes, Diaz may not be available tonight, but you know what? I worry about tonight, tonight.
Yeah.
I worry about last night, and the Mets were able to get a victory right out of the gate. And
I don't know. I think right now the Mets are the story, and if you're a diehard Met fan, I think last night was perfect. Absolutely perfect. It really was. You get six outs from Diaz. You get a really good start from Carrasco. You get the big hits from your best offensive player. Guy should be your best offensive player. Like, it's all good, man.
And Billy Epler watches two of his trade acquisitions hit a combined three home runs last night with Tyler Naquin going deep twice and Daniel Vogelbach, who's becoming like a cult hero at Citi Field.
And you know what the rhetoric was from last night, don't you? Vogel back to back. I don't know if you picked up on that one or not, but I certainly did because Sonny kept saying it running around the house. A Vogel back to back. Like John Sterling would have had a field day with that.
Oh, yes, he would.
But if you're a diehard Met fan, when do you allow yourself to enjoy this run? Because I know you're impossible. You're not going to enjoy it until the rubber stamped division title.
Hold on. I didn't enjoy a lot of last night. Like, I'll admit, when James McCann can't catch a freaking pop-up off the bat of Austin Riley, I'm pissed off. When James McCann is striking out meekly and letting wild pitches go past him, I'm getting pissed off. When Eddie Rosario hits an 0-2 pitch near his eyes for a base hit and the Braves have the leadoff man in the ninth inning, I'm not enjoying myself. And when Edwin Diaz falls behind Orlando Arcia 3-0 and he needs a break and a half of Arcia swinging, check swing 3-0 to end the game, I wasn't enjoying myself then. But when that ball nestled into the glove of Diaz and he stepped on first base with that
all by himself,
I enjoyed myself walking out of Citi Field.
You enjoyed yourself after the game. All those little things you just pointed to.
Yes.
And we've had this conversation a million times already on the show. People know where we stand on it. I love the Ajita. You hate it. But you saw, and I assume you got there in time for first pitch last night.
I did.
Because you ran out of here like a bat on fire. Here's the thing, though.
Yeah.
Like, most Met fans enjoyed last night's game, right? Mets never relinquished the lead. You get the six-out save, blah, 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 blah. You don't enjoy it. Well, and that's the thing to me. As big a sports fan as you are, I don't know if you've ever enjoyed a game during the game.
Be honest with me, and I know you don't have as much emotional interest in it as others.
Well, I'm emotionally void. I've been told that by many therapists.
When they're 3-0.
Craig, you have no emotions. You lack the ability to share emotions. I'm not even sure if you have any emotions.
That's the problem.
Yeah.
You're emotionless.
I'm a void.
I think for many Met fans, and I know there's different parts of the night that may have caused you stress, whether it's Acuna hitting the home run to make it a game, or whether it is Diaz falling behind RC at 3-0. There were moments last night where you say, uh-oh, is that not normal?
But saying uh-oh is okay as long as it is companioned with yeah.
Well, it was. Because when he's behind
us. But not for you so much.
Yes, it eventually occurred that
way. I thought about this on my drive in today. Before I went and had a couple chicken marsala wings for lunch to steady myself.
Did you eat those wings like Mark Davis last night at the Raider game?
No. I did. I ate them more delicately.
Oh, okay.
I didn't use a fork and knife either.
He's an animal.
That being said, I thought about it driving in.
What?
You're miserable. You're a terrible sports
fan. Yeah, during games I am.
You are.
And my buddy actually.
You're no fun. Like, I've thought about going to your house because you very graciously invited me to go over one day this year to watch a Jet game. Like, on a Sunday, bring the family over, enjoy a Sunday afternoon of football. And I don't want to be a bad guy to you because I love your family. Your wife's amazing. The kids, everything are great.
I appreciate it.
You're the problem.
I am a problem.
So I just want to let you know, I decided driving in today, I'll never go to your house to watch a sporting event.
Dude, I don't.
It's not fun.
I don't blame you because last night, and my buddy Dennis was with me, when Vogelbach grounded into the double play to end the first inning, okay? And then James McCann starts the second inning by dropping a pop-up. It's 1-0 in the second inning.
Yeah.
After the drop pop-up, I look at my friend Dennis. I said, we're going to lose this freaking game.
Say, I mean, you what?
And he looked at me and said, what?
Yeah.
I said, yeah. McCann drops a pop-up. Watch. Austin Riley is putting one up the alley. And he's like, well, what if the Mets get Austin Riley out? Does that change your narrative? I'm like, I don't know. I'll let you know. And Riley hits one to Lindor. He grounds out. And I took a deep breath after that and said, okay, maybe we're going to win. But the whole game was littered with these thoughts of, uh-oh, this is where it blows up. And I think it does go back to your initial point about PTSD. I think I still sort of have it when I see the Braves.
And I get it. I respect it because you have, yeah, listen, you have a history of not coming through in the clutch. The Atlanta Braves won a World Series last year.
Yeah.
And caught you, you know, in a summer run. So I get it. But I think part of you acknowledging it would be therapeutic for you and other Met fans like you that woke up today and will not allow themselves to enjoy last night.
And you know what else, though, dude? The team is trying to convince me and others you need to believe in us. They're 5-3 against the Braves. They've overcome every obstacle in their way. They've answered every call. Every time they've played a quote-unquote big game, whether it was the four games in L.A., they lose the first two, they win the next two. Whether it was the two games against the Yankees. Whether it was the three-game series in Atlanta where they were banged up, remember?
Yeah.
No Jeff McNeil, no Starling Marte. Whether it was the opener last night, this team has responded every time. So maybe my heart is starting to open a little bit more.
Maybe.
Every day.
Well, if your heart's open and you're enjoying it, unlike Evan, give us a shout. If you're like Evan and you just can't bring yourself to enjoy good things or have good things, I'll take those calls too. 877-337-6666. Other things cooking today. Big announcement coming up at 5 o'clock today before we do the blame poll, courtesy of our friends at Von Rohr Equipment Corp. Also, when you do call in today, you may find that the guy that answers the phones is in a bad mood. I just want to explain that to you before you do decide to pick up the phone and call us. Tommy, our producer, was having a fine day until about 14 minutes ago when he was struck in the chest and apparently the lower left side of his jaw. He was struck by a flying object that he didn't see coming. It was a football, and a football that flew in a perfect spiral pattern from about 15 yards away and hit him dead in the upper left chest and apparently his face.
Do we know who threw said football?
We are doing an investigation to find out who the culprit is.
I would say that if it went 15 yards with a perfect spiral.
Perfect spiral.
I would probably be eliminated from this question.
I will acknowledge that you're out because I think you were talking to him when the spiraling football made contact with his chest and chin.
And also, yeah. I'm not known to be throwing perfect 15-yard spirals.
That eliminates 95% of the people in the building, including Spike, who was also mid-conversation with you and Tommy when the ball hit him in the chest.
Me and Spike were comparing old baseball batting stances.
Yeah, that was fun to not watch.
Yes.
Yeah, so I do want to apologize, not to Tommy, but to those of you that might call in, and instead of finding a very happy, engaging voice on the other end of the phone, he may be in a mood today because what grown man wants to be drilled in the face and chest with a football that he didn't see coming? You might ask the question, where are the reflexes?
Yeah.
Catch the ball.
I think I would have caught it.
Yes, Tommy.
Now, in golf, you would yell four. So
yes.
How come nobody yelled, look out, or
well,
heads
I think
up,
the person
or
that
duck.
Threw it had other intentions for the ball.
What was the intention
of the
person?
And then when the ball struck you, it was too late to yell duck.
What were the other intentions?
You'd have to find the person that threw it.
No, but I'm just curious. Like, we're in a newsroom, and a football hits someone in their upper chest. It seems like that's the intended target, right? Wouldn't that be the intended target?
This is the football I'm holding right here.
Yeah.
It is deflated Brady style.
Yes.
So, to be fair, it really can't hurt you. So, it's not like he got drilled with a fully inflated Duke, which, if you get it on the end,
it would hurt.
Could actually hurt you.
Yes.
This one kind of like a balloon.
So, you're saying if he's hurt, he's being
not,
a little soft.
I think his ego is hurt. And I respect that because I'm a grown-ass man who threw a football and hit me in the face. Right.
So who did?
I don't know.
We have no idea.
There's no evidence to
prove
who did it. There's no cameras.
I'm doing some math here. So we know I didn't do it. We know Spike didn't do it.
Yeah.
And one thing we've all realized, me and you,
yeah,
and I think the audience should know, is no one else is here. The building has been empty.
Vincent Von Vincent's here.
Vincent Von Vincent is here.
Plus, you had a couple of the guys milling around.
Yeah, but I know.
Don't forget, I have a torn labrum and rotator cuff.
So you can't throw a ball 15 yards without a start?
I mean, I can.
Oh, you can?
I can,
so then you're a culprit.
I'm a culprit.
Okay.
Yep.
Rosie, I've seen throw a football, no shot. He's out. He's out.
Well, then it's just me.
So then it comes down to you and, well, Tiki was in the studio.
Tiki
so it
was in the studio.
Him.
Tierney was in the studio. Let's be honest, either one of them can throw a ball anyway.
Yeah, Hoffman can't throw a ball either.
Like, I probably got the best arm in the building next to Boomer.
So it looks like
to
it was
be
you.
Fair.
Unless Boomer miraculously showed
Boomer
up.
Boomer and I, he's playing golf in Canada.
So it was you.
What happened?
So it was you.
Well, I mean, is that a question, an interrogation, or an accusation?
And to the audience, our jury?
Yeah.
A motive. Craig, not a huge fan of Loogie.
Not a huge fan.
I love Tommy.
Really?
Did I not get him Swedish House Mafia tickets, which you didn't properly thank me for? Yes, I did.
I see a motive in you throwing a football at Tommy.
Well, to be fair, I got luxury suite tickets for Swedish House Mafia. I got a little verbal, like, yesterday, a day after the concert. Oh, by the way, thanks. Like, I didn't get any acknowledgement when he got there. Hey, I'm in. Everything's great. Thank you so much.
Yep.
It was the next day.
Nah, you got to do a day of. I agree with you, Craig. I agree. You got to send a text, bro. Come
on. Yes, Tom?
What about the thank yous prior to it? I did two thank yous before the event, one thank you after the event.
Two thank yous via what communication device?
In person. Three total thank yous.
That's
a lot.
No, sir.
The moment you walk into that suite, sir. The moment you walk into that suite, you thank the person that allowed you to get there. That's a must.
You don't even have to call me. A simple text, hey, my wife and I, or whoever you took, we're in the suite. It's great. Thanks.
Yeah.
And then we're good. We're straight. So I'm wondering all night, I wonder if he went to the concert. Did he go to the concert? Did the tickets work out? Is there a problem? I didn't sleep at all Wednesday
night.
Unbelievable.
Last night, I gave a guy Met Brave tickets, if you remember last week on the show. That guy came over to me. Thank you. Having a great time. A thank you. An in-person thank you. You didn't even give him a virtual thank you. I love you, bro. This is an L.
By the way, Brandon Tierney checked in. He said, best arm my ass. I mean, I'm your Huckleberry. I'm not saying I can throw a fastball faster than you. But no one's going to throw a football better than me, other than Boomer, of course. And he doesn't count because he played. So I'll put my torn labrum, torn rotator cuff, with a legitimate football against anybody that ever walks into this building.
Now, Brandon should know.
Accuracy, length,
yeah, we
whatever you want.
It is a different sport, but facts are facts. I throw a baseball harder than Craig Carton.
We had
guys come here about 6 months ago when we were trying out Spider Tack.
Yeah.
And they measured our RPMs, they measured our velocity, and I threw harder than you. So I'm not disputing your football ability. I just want the world to know the facts. Facts need to be out there. I personally, Evan Roberts, lame athlete, throw harder than supposed best arm in the building.
I have the best football arm in the building, not named Boomer.
Okay, baseball arm, I throw faster than you.
I have a torn rotator cuff and a torn labrum.
I'm just giving the facts.
We'll get all your calls coming up, 877-337-6666. Plus, if you go into tonight's game, you know, they're giving out those black T-shirts. They're going for a blackout tonight. I'm not sure if there's a specific inning where they're going to ask everybody to stand up or do something for the camera's sake. I'm sure they are. But I'm just wondering, are you going to wear black on your own tonight, or are you going to wait for the handout?
When they give out the free shirt Friday, I never put that shirt on until I get home.
For a different reason, though. Like, when they give it, normally when they give out a shirt, they assume you're going to tuck it away and take it home. They want you to wear it tonight.
But Craig, I acknowledge what you're saying.
Yeah.
But we as Met fans are used to Free Shirt Friday, which is, here's a shirt.
Yeah.
Great. Have fun.
Yeah.
Now it's, here's a shirt. Please put it on.
You're not wearing black right now.
I'm not. I have a Met shirt.
You have a blue sweatshirt and a blue T-shirt.
And I have a blue Met shirt underneath.
Yeah. So where's your team support?
Well, unfortunately, I will not be in the building tonight.
Oh, you're not going tonight.
No, I'm not going
tonight. Tonight's for real fans. We'll get all your calls coming up in a second. Lots cooking, obviously, with the Mets getting ready for two in a row against the Braves and the Yankees going against the Cardinals. And blowing up Tommy's chest with a football and wearing black tonight. There's a lot on the table. We have plenty of time to get to all of it. Plus, a big announcement regarding the show.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh. At 5 o'clock.
Who's gone?
At 5 o'clock, we have a big announcement regarding the show.
Did you tell Lugie yet about his dismissal?
I did not. I did not tell. No one knows because I'm a vault. I don't say nothing.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
It's Carton and Roberts on The Fan. WFAN, WFAN-FM, and WFAN.com.
You know, there's an old cliche saying that truth is stranger than fiction, Evan. And if you use that as the template for what I'm about to announce to you, I think you'll agree that truth is stranger than fiction.
Write this down. Truth?
Yeah, write it down.
Truth.
Yeah.
Yep. Is stranger than fiction.
Truth is stranger than fiction.
Okay, I got you.
There's a group called the AMTA. Now, on the surface, you probably don't know what that stands for, so I'm going to tell you what it stands for.
I am not familiar.
I thought I was going to make you guess.
I'm not familiar with the AMTA.
The AMTA is a group known as the American Massage Therapy Association.
They have their own association.
They have an association. Cool. Maybe they have like meetings and, you know, speakers and different things about the industry, you know,
Comparing notes on how to give a good massage.
That I'm sure that's a part of it too, right? They're having their annual conference over the course of a couple days, a little bit later on this month.
Okay.
What American city do you think the AMTA is having this conference in?
I would go with like Honolulu. It's an American city. It's nice. Why not?
That'd be a nice destination. Nice,
yeah, destination meeting.
Or maybe New York. Obviously, sure. We've got the hotel space for it. Chicago, that kind of thing.
Beautiful
LA,
time
maybe.
Of year. Why the hell not?
That's not where their conference is.
Don't tell me they went to Disney World, too, like Big Mac did in the middle of August.
No, they did not, because there's too much flooding there and fighting.
Gotcha.
The AMTA announced that this year's conference is going to be in Cleveland, Ohio.
Is that a joke?
And oh, by the way, the center for this conference is directly across the street from where the Cleveland Browns play football.
No way. No way.
Yeah.
How about that?
Hold on.
Yeah. Was that done on purpose?
Was that like we're sending a message?
Well,
we will not be, you know.
I can tell you this
whatever.
Much. They know they've got a customer there.
Well, so, he's not allowed to be a customer there. That was one of the rulings from the judge.
Except this, that ruling hasn't been accepted
yet.
Well,
because it's being appealed.
So as of right now, Deshaun Watson can't massage anywhere he pleases.
Is that true?
Yes.
Because it hasn't been officially accepted by the league?
It has not been, quote-unquote, ratified or accepted by the league.
He can go out and just get a massage wherever he wants?
Well, not just that. If he waits 2 weeks, he's going to have 500 massage therapists in town.
When did they plan out this
conference?
You got
to figure it was before yesterday.
Was it?
But I don't know.
Well, no. Here's what I'm skeptical about, Craig.
Yeah.
Whoever would decide to plan a conference in Cleveland?
There's probably inexpensive hotels and, convention center space there, I suppose. I don't know. But that's where its annual conference is, in Cleveland. And I looked at the map. It's directly across the street. Now, the Cleveland Browns don't practice at the stadium. They practice in Berea, Ohio, in a beautiful complex that they built when Belichick actually was the head coach. And two owners ago, and before they went to Baltimore and all that stuff. That being said, it's directly across the street from Cleveland Browns Stadium.
Truth is stranger than fiction.
There you go. Truth.
No, that fits it. That does fit it.
I thought so, too. I saw that. I said, it's got to be a ball sack sports story.
Are you sure it isn't?
Evan, it's everywhere.
Really?
It's everywhere
all
now.
Right.
I even went to, like, a Cleveland-based, like, what's happening locally website.
Right.
Cleve scene.
All right, I'm just glad.
.com, yeah.
I'm glad you weren't ball sacked.
I was not ball sacked.
Good.
No. Not today, no. I was not, that's sure. Here's Anthony in Harlem. Anthony, what's up?
What's up, boys?
All good, baby. What's going on with you?
Evan, I'm talking to you.
What's up?
I'm talking to every Mets fan that's listening, okay?
Yes.
Just enjoy this beautiful baseball team we have that plays hard, that plays great defense, that runs the bases, that has the best manager we've had since Bobby V. This Braves team, I am not worried about them, bro. They're going to be in our rearview mirror come Monday, 5.5 games back, playing for the wild card. And the Mets know it, and the Braves know it. This team is different, and they're special.
They are different. I think that is a phrase we as Mets fans have to accept.
That should be the phrase for this team.
This team is very, very different because I think a lot of us are caught in the past waiting for something that we've seen before to happen again. And the more you watch this team, like I mentioned earlier, they've answered every call. Every time, they've answered it. So I don't know if they're going to run away with this division. I have too much respect for what Atlanta's done over the last 5 years, let alone win a World Series last year. The Braves could win 100 games this year.
Sure.
But the Mets have shown you they can win 103.
Yes.
That they can be that good. And last night, while yes, there was stressful moments, last night was a great night, and I thought the tone setter was Pete Alonso. The RBI single in the first inning, the laser beam line drive home run in the third inning. I don't think it's talked about enough. This guy has had a tremendous season.
Yeah, and by the way, they are different. If I was the New York Mets, I would trademark, we're different, or this team is different, and that would be my rallying cry because, you know, like a guy like that calling in, legitimate fan, he's all pumped up. He recognizes that while you may suffer from PTSD, and rightfully so as a fan, that the reality is this team has proven time and time again in different spots this year that they are different.
And as far as enjoying it is concerned, look, I'm not going to lie. Yes, I get stressed over the course of a three-hour game, but when that game ended last night, this is the thing you won't see on TV, so I'll describe it to you. As you're leaving that building, everyone is chanting, "Let's go, Mets," and it's loud because you're in these small hallways going down the stairs, and then there's a mock tomahawk chop chant. We're not trying to be offensive. We're mocking the freaking Braves.
Yeah.
That's when I'm enjoying myself.
Yeah, as you should. As you should. But it is different. Listen, there were two big opportunities this year for them to have a letdown. When they won the series against Atlanta about a month ago and went to Chicago a week ago, same kind of scenario.
Won 3 out of 4.
Yeah, and they haven't had the obvious letdown. They come from behind frequently, at least earlier this season they did, when they were in deficits early on, and there is something different. Now, that doesn't mean they're winning a World Series. It doesn't mean any Met fan who feels that this team is different is predicting or guaranteeing anything. It just means, for all of you guys who are long-suffering Met fans, it's nice to look at a team and turn on the TV every night or go to a game, as 38,000 did last night, and know that this team is different.
No doubt.
That's a good feeling.
It's a great feeling.
Embrace it.
I am. I'm tongue-kissing it right now. I'm embracing it. I'm hugging it. I love it. This is the most fun I've had as a Met fan in a long time.
Now, don't you? I know they already made the shirts for tonight. I don't know what the shirt says other than
Max Scherzer.
It's a Scherzer shirt?
It's a Max Scherzer black jersey t-shirt.
Oh, is that what it is?
That is what it is.
I just figured they would have gotten Mets logo, but okay.
Well, it is the Mets logo on front, and then in the back is 21 Scherzer.
Oh, okay, so it's a Scherzer. It's like a Scherzer.
It's a Scherzer.
It's a Scherzer.
Yeah.
For Scherzer.
Yeah. They missed him by one day because he's pitching tomorrow, but all right.
That's interesting that they did it that way.
What would you have done?
Just generic Mets.
Well, it is. It's Mets and then
like
it's Scherzer.
I guess my point is I wouldn't have made it a player's.
Oh, you wouldn't have honored Max?
I wouldn't have made it a Scherzer. I would have just made it, I would have put on we're different or this team is different or something like that.
I got you.
And you know what I would have did?
I got you.
I would have put the logo upside down, which is all the rage these days.
I know.
And I would have said, we're different.
Yeah.
And people would have gone crazy for that.
Yeah.
You might even wear one.
I would.
So what are you going to do tonight when the Mets announce at some point they will, hey, when we come back out of this bottom of the inning, everybody on your feet for the blackout?
I wouldn't do it. I've never done that stuff. Dude, I've been to many playoff games and World Series games.
You're not a participator?
I don't. Like during the World Series against Kansas City, wave your rally towel thing.
Yeah, I love that
stuff. And first of all, I'm like, that's
the
Steelers.
Do the wave.
I'll never do the wave. And look, I don't mind anyone else doing it. What I love about my seat, and for anyone who I met last night, you probably noticed this if you watched me. I sit in my seat, I score the games,
yeah.
I talk a lot about what's going on around me,
yeah.
And I just watch. I don't even stand for the seventh inning stretch.
You have become somewhat egotistical.
It's not egotistical, it's what
you
I did
just
forever.
Said, if you could back up the tape 30 seconds.
What'd I say?
For those of you that may have watched me,
like...
You think people go to the game and watch you at the game.
I didn't say that. I met a lot of people at the game last night.
You did say it.
Yeah, but I'm saying I met a lot of people.
For those of you that may have watched me last night, you would have seen me doing it and say.
A guy behind me, before the game, says, hey, love the show with you and Craig. I said, oh, thank you very much.
Very kind.
Then I sit down and watch the game. I assume at some point he's checking out my scorebook as I'm doing it.
Maybe.
I assume so.
Not if he's sitting in front of you, but okay, I got you.
Well, no one sits in front of me.
Well, I mean, lower levels.
Oh, well, they can't look up. I'm on top of them. They can't
and you're right in front, right?
Yeah.
For those of you that may have watched
me. You know, I can't say anything without you getting on me.
Well, I'm just saying, you hold me accountable for words.
I hear everything. You know what I meant.
Yeah. I do.
What did I mean?
For those of you that went to the Met game last night solely to watch me watching the Met game. So you would not have participated in tonight's blackout.
I never have. When they've tried
but
things
it's a
like
blackout.
That.
They've never done a blackout before that I know of.
But I'm saying the whole, hey, everybody, the cameras are on. Wave those towels.
Yeah.
Never do that stuff. Now, everyone else
and
should.
I love
do what
that
you want
to
do.
I remember I went to the Super Bowl out in Pasadena when Michael Jackson did the halftime show. It was the Bills-Cowboys Super Bowl, the famous one, where Don Beebe comes all the way back and knocks the ball to Leon Lett's hands before the touchdown in a blowout loss, right? And they had these, like, placards when you got to your seat. And when Michael Jackson's doing his performance, they want everybody to hold it up because it created, like, a painting or a picture or something.
Right.
I couldn't wait.
Why?
I was so happy.
You're such a sheep.
Oh, I loved it. When hold it up.
I mean, why you always
because I like to participate in things.
It's not about participating. Do what you want to do. I don't want the school board telling you what to do.
I didn't want to mess up the halftime picture.
Oh, the halftime picture.
What if every one of my sections read... And I got a white placard.
I really don't think the blackout's going to work tonight. Because I don't.
What
think,
do you mean work?
I don't think it's going to work in terms of, I don't think everyone's just going to go in and put the shirt on.
Yes,
I just
they
don't.
Are. Everybody's got a shirt.
I know, but people don't normally just take their shirt off
put
a new
shirt
on.
First off, you got to figure at least half the people going are aware that they're aiming for a blackout tonight.
Okay.
And I agree, half may have no idea.
Okay.
Because it has not been all that publicized to the point where it's become... Well-known,
well,
I don't
also,
think.
Even if you know there's a blackout, Craig, you may be thinking they're giving me a T-shirt. That's it. My job is done.
No, but I'm sure as they give it out, they're going to say, enjoy tonight's blackout. Enjoy tonight's blackout.
Yeah, but
enjoy tonight's blackout.
But again, hear me through. It's 90 degrees outside.
Yeah.
Who is taking their shirt off and then putting a new shirt on? And who's putting a shirt over the shirt they already have when it's 90 degrees outside?
All right, so 90% of the women there are going to put a shirt over a shirt.
Okay.
There are some women... sit on my face, who are going to take their shirts off and put the black shirt right on.
Okay.
There's a couple heavyset guys, same deal, they don't take their shirt off because they're embarrassed. But most people, guys at least, will take the shirts off, put the black shirt on. Because when they hand the shirt out, they're going to tell you about the blackout. And at some point, they're going to make an announcement and use the Jumbotron to alert everybody, put on your shirts. They're going to do it.
No, I know, but I don't think 40,000 people are going to do it.
I think they are.
All right.
I think they are. How many people call Con Ed? The power's out. The power's out. I'm just disappointed in you.
Why?
Because you're not fun.
I'm not fun. I go to the game. I got my head in my book. I'm anxious about everything that's going on. I'm a very unfun person.
Yeah.
Unless you're as into the game as I am, then you'll have a good time. Because we're first guessing. We're second guessing. We're bitching about James McCann,
but
which I did a lot last
night. If you were going to the game tonight,
yeah,
you would not have worn black there. And you probably would not have put the black shirt on and done what they ask you to do.
No, you're right about all accounts. I would have worn my blue Met shirt because it's
so disappointing.
It's most comfortable on a hot day.
It's a blackout.
I understand, but I don't have a black shirt that's as comfortable as the blue shirt that I'm wearing right now. That I have a sweatshirt over because it was kind of cold before.
I got a black shirt in my office. I'll give it to you.
Oh, thank you.
Like, you know what you should do tonight? You should have the whole family dress up in black. That's what you should do.
In honor of it?
Yeah, and you should take a picture, put it up on our website or whatever.
Right.
Or Twitter. That way you're a participating Met fan. Like, the Mets try these things. They don't always work, but I give them an A for effort, right?
Sure, no, I try anything.
So they're going for the blackout.
They've also been trying a DJ on Friday nights. Have you noticed that?
I've not heard it, but I was told about it.
Yeah, every Friday
night.
Which
I think is a good idea.
It's not bad. Every
Friday
night.
I don't know why you don't do it every night, though.
Because you got to
make expensive.
You got to make things special. If you do something every single night, it's no longer special.
I should DJ.
I knew that was coming.
Yeah.
I was waiting for that.
I should DJ.
When do I get to DJ?
I mean, they've not asked. The only thing they've asked, I've confirmed, and I guess I can announce this now. I am going to be Mr. Met.
Oh, you're
going to
do it?
Yeah. But the deal is, and I apologize,
yeah,
it will not be until next season.
Why not?
Because there's like a mascot union or something.
Oh, it's already booked up?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So next season.
And I was told this. They're already taking, and I apologize for using this term because I don't gamble because I can't do it responsibly.
Mm-hmm.
They don't believe I will make it past three innings.
Oh, I agree with them. I totally agree.
They don't think I can, you know, because it's so hot inside that thing, I guess.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's
they're
hot.
Like, you're not going to get to the fourth.
And your attention span will also be bothered because I think at some point you're going to want to not be inside a giant costume.
Yeah.
And you're going to say, all right, get me out of here. You're going to become claustrophobic.
I wonder how bad it smells when I put it on, too.
I'm sure
it does. That'll be next season. I don't know when. But I did agree that I will be Mr. Met next year.
You want advice?
Yeah, sure.
April night game.
Yeah, you're right about that.
You want like that?
I'll be the warmest guy in the building.
You're going to love it.
Yeah. But will you be Mrs. Met or no? Because it's so much better.
If it's...
And by the way, if you want me to be Mrs. Met...
Yeah, I don't care
about
that.
Because you're homophobic or something. I have no problem with that either.
I don't care about that.
I'm good with it. I'll be a guy. I'll be a girl. You can call me it, they, them. I don't care.
The fact that it's next year actually makes it more of a possibility. Because you give me more time. Maybe it's a meaningless April game that I can say, okay, I'll miss a few innings. Like right now, I wouldn't do it. The Mets are in a pennant race. I'm sorry. I wouldn't do it.
Yeah.
So April of next year... I'd lean towards yes.
Don't you think we should create like a transgendered, non-binary mascot?
If you want.
Just to be like cutting edge. I think that'd be awesome.
Okay.
Like we'd be the coolest, most woke guys on the planet. Yeah. Like we're going to do a mascot for WFAN for next year. That's already confirmed. And Spike said yes to it. But I was thinking about it last night.
Well, what's the fan mascot even going to be?
Well, there's going to be like a fan vote on it. It's going to be a whole thing. Gotcha. It's going to take months to do. Months and months.
By the way, real quick, speaking of the fan, did you see the Newsday back page?
Dude, I don't get Newsday.
Newsday.
Why would anybody
news.
Ever read Newsday other than when they give rating stories when we dominate?
They used a back page headline.
It's the only reason we're here to read it.
They used the back page headline that pays homage to WFAN.
It does? Well, then I'll probably read it.
First time, long time was the headline. For Edwin Diaz. I think it was first time, long time for the save. Maybe that's what they were alluding to.
Yeah.
First time he got a save.
So they were just trying to use WFAN to sell newspapers.
And that's essentially what they did.
Did Neil Best write it?
I don't think
He's
so.
He's the only guy I read it. Newspaper.
First time, long time was created by FAN listeners.
Yeah.
Am I correct about that?
Yes.
Okay.
It was.
So Newsday's back page for the big Met victory over the Braves.
Yeah.
First time, long time.
Should sue him.
The Post back page was pretty good. Six in the city.
Wow. We're getting six, desperate now.
Six outs.
Yeah, I get it.
In the city.
Yeah.
Because it's City Field and it's the city.
Yeah.
And there was a show called Sex in the City.
Oh, it's so funny because when I first read it, I thought there were six shootings. I didn't realize.
Wow.
Now it makes sense.
Well, you know how to bring it down.
Now I get it. 877-337-6666. Jamie's in Brooklyn on the fan. Jamie, how you doing? Hi, James. Yeah, sure, take your time. It's not like we're professionals or anything.
Hello?
Yes, hi, how are you?
How's it going?
Doing great. What are you doing?
I am pumped, and I'll tell you why.
Yeah.
Monday morning comes. We're going to be 7.5 games in first place. We're going to sound those trumpets every single night. You're going to hear the trumpets. You're going to get sick of the trumpets. There's going to be nothing but sound the trumpets every single night from now until the World Series.
You know they messed the trumpets up last night.
So here's what happened. Let me walk you through this because I knew it was going to happen as it was happening.
It happened.
So obviously,
good job, Jamie. We're pumped up too.
What Jamie's referring to is Narco, which is the song Edwin Diaz comes out to, where Mr. and Mrs. Met have the trumpets and you hear the trumpets.
It has become because he's dominating.
Yeah.
The fans love it.
Do you remember
it.
Last year on our radio show?
I do.
When I brought it up to you?
Yes.
Okay.
It was not as beloved last year.
I said it had great potential.
Yes.
Anyhow, because he came in... Not close at all.
No?
No.
Well, I mean, come on. It's that was a even, pretty good mouth
no,
trumpet.
No, it doesn't sound like Narco Blaster Jacks. Are you kidding?
That's the trumpet.
You have the trumpets, Rosie.
He's getting it, yeah.
Play the real damn trumpets, not your mouth trumpets. And by the way, one of the jobs of Mr. Met is that when Edwin comes in, you've got to make believe you're playing a trumpet.
They've got me long gone by then.
Here it is. Listen to the trumpet now.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Imitate it the next time. Here it is.
Edwin Diaz.
That's what I did.
No, it wasn't.
So, when Edwin normally comes in, this is playing as he's coming through the bullpen door.
Yes.
All right. Because he came in the eighth inning, they had their eighth inning entertainment.
Right.
Which is, we're going to put a baseball under a Met hat. Which hat is it underneath?
It's usually in the third one. But go ahead.
So as Edwin is walking in and I'm watching the Mets play the games, I say to my pal, oh, no, this is a tough
spot. They messed it up.
And I even said out loud, I hope this doesn't affect him.
See, I really don't. Such a better line than that.
Well, I wasn't looking for a line.
If this were Garrett Cole, that'd be his excuse for giving up 6 runs in the first.
Now,
they foobarred my entrance.
Now, here's the beautiful thing. So I was legitimately worried. I hope this doesn't F up Edwin. Edwin, after the game, says, I started singing it in my head.
For the timing of it. Yeah.
Yeah. So they played it late. They eventually played it, but they didn't start playing it till he was on the mound.
He didn't get the full thing.
But it was all because of sponsorships. Like, they have their certain things in the eighth inning. Now, what the Mets have to realize is we live in a new world. Buck Showalter using Edwin Diaz in the eighth inning, first of all, is going to be commonplace in the playoffs. I'm sorry.
Maybe, yeah.
No, not maybe. Not maybe. This bullpen isn't good enough. That's a lot better.
Is that better?
You're getting closer. So I need Citi Field to adjust. You can do your stupid hat game next half inning. If Edwin comes in the eighth, you have to make sure you got Narcos ready to blast over the PA system.
It's a little bit better.
You know what they should do?
Narco.
I don't think you pull this off in time. They should give out plastic trumpets.
I like it.
Or even, not balloon trumpets.
The ones
like,
that make sounds?
No.
That'd be great.
Like inflatable trumpets.
Oh, yeah.
Like they do at UBS.
Dude, I'm with
any kind of... They give out inflatable instruments, like when we play the rock music there that I'm in charge of.
The Carton Rock
They give out people like air guitars, that kind of stuff.
I think a trumpet
So City Field
promotion,
should give out trumpets.
A trumpet promotion around Edwin Diaz.
I'm going to tell them right now.
And also...
It's like I'm on their payroll.
They got to make another... They got to make an Edwin Diaz shirt because this morning, my wife was wearing her J-Riss Familia Met Friday t-shirt, and I looked at her and said, okay, we got to change this.
Yeah.
Especially with Edwin Diaz pitching the way he's pitching.
I love it hard and frozen, and it tastes great.
Is that right? inflatable trumpets. Okay.
Yeah, inflatable trumpets.
Ay, ay, ay. The Mets are going to have to start paying me for these ideas. Anyway, 877-337-6666. More of your calls coming up. Last night was a great start. Tonight there's even more of it. Are you going to rock black for tonight's blackout? All right. I mean, they're trying. They are trying. Take control. By the way, 38,000 last night. You got to get 40,000 tonight, don't you think? Friday night.
I would
no
hope,
reason not to.
I would hope
it's not going to rain.
That tonight, both games Saturday, and most definitely Sunday, there should be 40,000. But 38,000 at Citi Field. I'm sure you saw the images. It's basically a packed house.
No, the crowd looked great last night. Oh, oh,
oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.